Okay, and we still have a small wrap-up of a meeting from yesterday from the Open Science Barcamp. There was a session about MOOCs on, or a MOOC actually on open science, and with me is Bianca Kramer and Jeroen Bosman. And actually, they're kind of famous in my opinion because they have a cool collection of tools to collaborate regarding scholarly content, regarding scholarly information. So this is a great honor to have you guys around here. But maybe just for the people who don't know you, maybe you can quickly introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you. I'm Bianca Kramer. I've got a background as a researcher in neuroscience. And after that, I switched to being a librarian with for biomedical sciences. But I also have a keen interest in anything scholarly communication and changes, so I do a lot of things surrounding that.
And my name is Jeroen Bosman. I have a background in geoscience, geography within geoscience, and I'm very much interested into open science, working at a library now, doing traditional library things, but more liking the advocacy and more innovative library things.
Excellent. Yeah, and you came up with the idea for actually a summer school that will run in Utrecht. Maybe you can dive a little bit into this, because we discussed this, or you presented this in the session yesterday. Maybe you can quickly explain what is your plan regarding this and what is your motivation.
Yeah, it follows a lot of our activities of the last 2 years, basically, where we look at the research workflow really as a whole, the whole process of research from preparation to, doing research to dissemination. And what we would like to do in the summer school is work with researchers across that whole workflow to help them make their work more open.
Okay, and it's I think it's a week full of content that you compiled, and you had different topics. Maybe you can quickly give an overview what you're planning there, if you know this out of your head.
It's a full week, so that will be hard work, but it will be fun as well, because it will not only be learning but really doing open science. So aimed at young people, we will go over these 5 days. Over the full workflow and see what people can do to make their workflow more open. So really working on their own content, but of course also discussing problems that may arise, barriers that people run into, and trying to solve them together at that very moment in the beginning of August.
And you are not limited to a certain group of scientists, so not a certain field, but you do this actually in an abstract level or in a high level that is basically addressing basically people from life sciences, chemistry, physics, and everything else, right?
Yes, right, in the sense that we are targeting research of all disciplines, but we don't want to stay at a high level. We really want to go down to the ground, but stimulate those discussions, and also stimulate discussions. What is different for research in life sciences compared to someone in humanities? Mm-hmm. What are their challenges, and what can they learn from each other?
Okay, and this will take in August in Utrecht, but the session was about MOOCs in open science, and so this was basically something where people will gather at some spot. But you are in contact with John Tennant, who at some point, I think more as a joke, said, "Oh, we need a MOOC," and he tweeted this, and many people hopped on this. I think I also retweeted this, and I think it's a great idea. So maybe you can talk a little bit about this endeavor.
Yeah. That's basically what you said. That's how it started. I don't think it was a joke. I think it's something that John really felt that should happen. And it was really nice to see. He started a Google Doc and people jumped in and started discussing methodology, subjects. Should we call this open science or open research or open scholarship? Those discussions. And we pretty much quickly came up with a framework. And now the question is, can we take that further and actually develop something out of that?
And how can people help here? What is the status of this, and how can people maybe push it and use this themselves or contribute? What is the approach here, or what are the options?
Anyone can help with the MOOC. So anyone who has knowledge about how to do open science can help with the MOOC. There is a Slack channel where people can discuss about it. But of course, we are still in a very early phase, so we have to set priorities and see how we can really work together efficiently. But we really want this to be a distributed effort. We can't do it alone. John can't do it alone. So this needs dozens of people to make it really very good so that people across the world can use it.
So people can go online to the Google. I don't actually know how you do that with links, but
we can do this. We can add a link later.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Contact either John or us. But also, if you're not, I think the Google Doc as it is also already a valuable resource. It is already a collection of ideas on how to teach open science. It has a collection of resources that can be very useful for people, I think, right now. So yeah, we hope that people will contribute, but we also hope it's useful already for people.
Yeah, by itself, it shows also how open science and open educational resources can work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just start a Google Doc and let people contribute ideas and get something together. Yeah? And I think it's a great endeavor, and it's really needed, because we see that the earlier people are exposed to these newer options that they maybe not classically get in their normal research environment, the earlier they get exposed to this, the better and well they understand it and maybe implement this in their own research life cycle. Yeah. Okay, so anything else to add?
Yes, I think one thing that the MOOC can also do is get a little bit more focused, because we get a lot of reactions from people that are very enthusiastic about open science but are a little bit overwhelmed about the range of options and practices and everything that's changing, and all stakeholders have different perspectives. And this is one way to get a little bit of focus in how to teach new generations how they can contribute to open science and how to teach it as well.
So you would you suggest to start with a let's say a core set of topics and then extend it later on, basically, right? I mean, that you have a certain focus. We will not be able to touch everything right now, but basically, if you focus on a certain core set, you are able to explore this medium MOOC and all this kind of stuff, right?
Yes, I think that's one of the things that we have to do over the next few weeks, months, to set some priorities. But that will depend on what all the people that want to collaborate in this, what their priorities are, and so we have, that will be a nice discussion as well.
Absolutely. All right, thank you guys so much for your time, and have fun here at the conference now.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks very much.